Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of A Situation by Mika. Wow, yep, this is it. I am back after how many months? When was the last time I posted a podcast? I think that was August, yeah. August. What's after August? Oh no, September, October. I think after 3 to 4 months, I am back on the podcast. But again, as usual, this is not a thing that, I don't know, I just want to be here when I want to, you know? I don't want it to be like a chore. So today's episode, it's just going to be me. No guests. No frills, nothing, just me talking. Yeah, like usual, it is a minimum edit, you know, pretty raw. Yeah, no frills podcast. Okay, let's go. So today's topic is all about, or the title of this podcast is My 2020 Wrapped. So obviously It's a what, Mika? it's looking back at 2020, the entire 2020. Because right now it's December 20. I'm recording on December 20, and we have 11 days left till the new year. So pretty excited, I think. Well, we'll learn more about it later. But for now, yeah, so my 2020 wrapped, so you guessed it, like Spotify has this overview of what music you listen to, like for the entire year, which artist made your year, blah, 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 how many minutes did you listen to, blah, blah, blah. So I took inspiration from that and made this episode. Okay, so how will we start? I'm actually looking at this outline that I created just minutes ago. We'll see if, you know, we can actually follow it. But, oh my gosh, okay. When 2020 started, or before 2020 started, I think I was really excited about the new year because 2019 was great. 2019 was, yeah, it was great, like looking back. But there were moments, like really low moments. I think 2019 was that year that I had like really low moments, especially on the latter half when I was doing my thesis. So yeah. But after thesis, that we went to Europe, like a family trip, and that really just like set the mood for me for 2020, because I was really happy back then, like during our Europe trip. Like I really, the moment I stepped foot on the airplane and flew, I completely forgot about everything that traumatized, quote unquote traumatized me during my thesis. So I forgot about all the low moments and I just focused on the trip. So that was great. I had fun, especially I was with family. And yeah, so that set the mood for 2020 for me. So I came back here in Manila. It was 2020 na, January something, January 4, ganon. Excuse me. So yeah, I had some hopes and dreams and plans, especially 2020 was the year I was gonna graduate college. Yeah, it happened already, obviously, because we're almost done. But yeah, okay, stop rambling. Okay, so yeah, so I was really excited at the start of 2020. I remember doing like a goal setting exercise. Like I watched one of Hannah Pangilinan's videos on YouTube about like setting goals for 2020 or like discovering who you are, stuff like that. She made like a worksheet or something. And I remember like answering that or doing that worksheet with my friend, with my best friend, Samantha. Hi, Sam, if you're watching, if you're listening. So yeah, we did that. And at that time, we were so stressed or frustrated because we didn't really know much about what we wanted to do. Like, yeah, I'm browsing through my notes. Yeah, it was very kalat, you know. So, because we had to like list out like what are our personal traits and values, like who are you, and like the skills and abilities that you have, and even like the like where you're good at. So there's a quote that she mentioned, Hannah mentioned, if it makes sense to you, it makes sense to do. So the sense, C-E-N-T-S, is an abbreviation for contribution, excellence, natural, turn on, and spirit leading. So contribution is where have you contributed, excellence is where do you excel, natural is san ka natural, turn on is what turns you on, obviously, and spirit leading is what does your spirit call you to do. So at that time, my answers were makeup artistry, business, and podcasting were like my top skills, I would say, or like things that I like to do and would like to pursue. So yeah, my highest total, because you have to rank it, like for the C-E-N-T-S. And my highest was business, and the next was makeup artistry, and then podcasting. Obviously, I'm not a good podcaster now, because I don't post regularly. And makeup, well, we'll see about that. So yeah, so, and there's also the vision and mission thing. So when I was writing this, like in January, my vision is to create a business out of my interests. And my vision is to see / realize God's true purpose for me. So that was what I wrote. And my mission, well, I didn't finish the mission because I only wrote for the business part, but it was very vague as well. So what I wrote was to build a brand name, values, core foundation, learn more about the kind of business that I want to build. That worksheet didn't really go, like it wasn't really as successful or as complete as I wanted it to be. So what I just did was I rewrote the 2020 mission, and I said exercise BMS. So BMS is an abbreviation for body, mind, and soul. So I said 2020 is all about introspection. So that's what I said, BMS, body, mind, and soul. Exercise, body, mind, and soul. And now that we're at the end of 2020, I think I kind of did that. Yeah, I said exercise, BMS, but what really happened was BTS. But we'll talk about that more later. So I think after that goal-setting thing, I have here an overview of the things that kept me sane / preoccupied this year. So obviously, COVID-19, I think, was the pandemic was the black swan of this year. Like, it came out of nowhere. No, actually, it came from somewhere, but then we didn't take it seriously. And now it's like the most serious thing ever. And we're stuck in quarantine, in lockdown, while a lot of people are losing their lives and risking their lives to save. Yeah, it's been a difficult year for everybody. A lot has changed, especially when it comes to interaction, like human interaction, and like businesses, schools, you know, everything's online now, and work. So, yeah, from the start, we had hopes and dreams. And then in the middle of the year, like when March came, you know, you still kind of had hope, but then at the same time, like, oh, damn it, my plans are gonna be ruined and all that. You know what, after graduation, we had plans. Me and my friend Nicole, we booked a trip to Hong Kong. We were supposed to go to Hong Kong, but that didn't happen. And I don't know how to fix it, like the refund and all, but yeah, like imagine, we were supposed to go to Hong Kong. Okay, moving forward, I have a list now of what I did. So I listed 10, but there's like tabs in between. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So first thing, so these are the things that kept me sane or preoccupied this year. So one was obviously the goal setting for 2020. That's where the hopes and dreams started. And the second thing was, I wanted to move to Spain, you know. I wanted to live there for a year. Because after the Europe trip, I was like, you know what? I think I can live here. That was my thinking. And I even made like a pros and cons thing, like, just to like properly think it through, like before the pandemic, this was what I was thinking. So I wanted to go to Spain. I wanted to live there for a year, you know, because I didn't really have, or until now naman, I don't really have like a set career that I wanted. So at that time, I was really open to, you know, maybe I could just learn Spanish, teach English in Spain, apply to be a tutor or a teacher in Spain and live there for a year. Let's see how it goes. And then from there, we can just flow. And yeah. So that is what I wanted. But then that did not age well. I also tried to learn Spanish via Duolingo, but that both of those ideas did not age well. One, it didn't age well because I realized, like, my tita, she told me, like, you know, it's different when you're touring the country and when you live in the country. So I thought about that a lot. Maybe I just wanted to live there because my experience during the tour was super cool. So, yeah. And second, Corona happened, COVID happened. So obviously, after the announcement of the first lockdown, that idea was out of the window already. I threw it out of the window because, like, oops, not gonna happen. So yeah, and then after, still pre-pandemic, I was supposed to have a job already. Actually, I did have a job already. It's actually confusing to like explain, but it's like a connection from a connection, and she needed some social media person. So, and I became that social media person, but then it didn't also age well, as they would say, because it got confusing. Like, my boss at that time, or the person I was supposed to work for, she didn't really have a concept of time. You know, the first interview, or like the moment we met, was supposed to be a red flag already, but I still took it anyways, which is a mistake on my part, because she was supposed to interview me, so I was waiting at a cafe in a mall, because that's what she said. That's where she said we would meet. But then she was late for 2 hours. And I was just there. I waited. Like, I should have not waited. But since the job was, like, kind of easy and there was, a big salary involved with a non-taxable salary even. So, I waited. But then, I should have not waited na lang and just moved ahead with my life. But yun, I think that was part... It was a small part, actually. It was a really small part. I didn't even last a month. I think it just... it expired after 2 weeks. Because, yeah, wala nga siyang sense of time. And then when she wanted to meet, it was like, oh, let's meet. Kunwari, I live in Paranaque kasi during that time. And then she wanted to meet me in Makati. And I didn't even have... allowance for commuting, and the traffic was so bad in my area, and she wanted to meet kunwari, let's say, oh, let's meet 7 p.m. but she'll only tell me that day also, so of course that was really hassle on my part because I have to commute, or what if I have prior commitments ganyan. And the things that she wanted to meet for was very doable online, like, you know, we can just plan a content or schedule ganyan. We can just do that online and I don't have to waste like 2 hours commuting just to meet you and do that, and you won't even give me allowance for it. So yeah, and what if she makes me wait again if she's late? So yeah, that was the main reason why I had to leave. And yeah, after that, graduation happened. So, graduation was clutch because we graduated Feb 29, just 2 weeks before they announced the first lockdown here in Manila. Graduation was fun, I think. It was memorable, I think. But, I don't know, it doesn't feel so much anymore, like, right now. Like, oh, okay, graduation, done. But what happened before was better. Like, the entire college experience, like, when you think about that, that's more memorable than graduation day itself. I don't know. You feel? So, yeah. So, after graduation, I wanted... to actually, like, rest. That was my plan. I wanted to rest for a couple of months, try new things, or, like, experiment with my hobbies, or, like, you know, the things, like, I thought I'm skilled to do, like, you know, makeup artistry. So I wanted to try, take classes, ganyan, and really master the skill, something like that. So those were my plans for 2020. It wasn't really set. Basta nga, my mission was to exercise the body, mind, and soul. So really, there was not much pressure on my part, on my end, to look for a job, to attain this, or to do this in 2020. Because for me at that time, it was really just about introspection. Learning about the self. And until now, it is... still about the self. So yeah, so quarantine happened in March. Pre-quarantine, I was already kind of exploring K culture, like, because my mom and my dad, they were into K drama before I was. So I stumbled upon some videos on YouTube about BTS. Okay, so here's my BTS story. Wow. I'm gonna tell you my BTS story because 2020 is not my year, or it didn't... how can I explain? 2020 isn't complete if I don't mention BTS, because no matter how cheesy it sounds, it is one of the things or the main things that made my 2020, and it is one of one of the major things that kept me sane this year. So my BTS story was, I randomly saw a YouTube video of their performance on James Corden's The Late Late Show. So it was a Black Swan performance. It was, yeah, the song was a Black Swan. They performed it there. And I watched it because, I don't know, I just wanted to see who were these seven boys, or like who's this new boy band they say that are like quote-unquote replacements for One Direction or something. That's what I heard before. But yeah. So I watched a video and I was like, oh my gosh, they can dance and they can sing and they're kind of cute. They were dancing like in all black and like slick back hair, you know, that Black Swan era. And yeah, and they were barefoot. They were dancing. So I was really amazed. And then that started it all. So I tried to look into other James Corden videos and their other guestings on Western shows. And then, yeah, and then I started listening. I think I started listening first to their music. Like, I started with Boy With Love. Yeah, and then Black Swan. Those were the two songs that I knew. And then I went into the music video rabbit hole for like a couple days, but then I didn't really want to invest myself yet at that time. I was scared because I am a fangirl by heart, like ever since I was young. It started with Taylor Swift, with the Sprouse brothers, like with Sweet Life on Deck or Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. And then what else? One Direction. One Direction was a huge part of my fangirling life. And then Harry Styles. And then now BTS entered my life. So at the start, I was really like cautious. Like, sabi ko, like, teka lang. I don't want to get into this because I know I'm going to be obsessed. And yeah. But then, yeah, months later, we're here. We're chill. We're thriving. In that atmosphere, you know, in this Bangtan Sonyeon dan shit for life, as they say. Gosh, wait lang, napapaos na ako. So yeah, moving on. March. The expectation was, it was only gonna be 1 month of lockdown, diba? So, gumawa ako ng list of my plans for the March lockdown, like how to be productive despite just being at home. So I was like, read books, learn Spanish, only watch one episode of K-drama a day. And that at that time, it was only Crash Landing on You that I was set to watch. But now, wala. I think more than 5 K-dramas na ako this quarantine. It's not much compared to other people, but, you know. Yeah. What else? You know what? Is this gonna be draggy? I hope not. But I think I could separate this into parts. So eventually the lockdown extended until now. We're still here. But yeah, like I said, BTS was the major thing that kept me preoccupied. That's why I think like it didn't feel that long. Like that. The quarantine didn't feel as long as it really is, or days didn't feel as long because I had always something to look forward to, like with BTS. Because I had 7 years to catch up. I had so much to do. I even made a list of the things I had to watch and the things I have to remember. That was how intense my homework was. I was that invested and that interested to learn more about BTS and then eventually the K-pop world, but more on BTS itself. So yeah, I appreciate, or I'm really thankful because of them, I had something to look forward to every day. Like, there was not a vacant day. Every day was just packed with performances, videos that I had to watch, series, reality shows, stories that I could look into. So every day was fun, really. Like, especially when you enter that bubble or that magic shop, as they call it. So yeah. Also, I tried to be productive. You know what? I'm just gonna speed things up. So I tried to be productive this 2020. You know, there are times when you think like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough, or I'm not being productive enough. But then now that I listed all the things that quote unquote I did productive, damn, I did a lot this 2020. Like, I took some marketing courses or attended webinars for self-improvement, like about strengths and weaknesses, blah, blah, blah. And then I even did YouTube. So I think YouTube was also one of my major interests, like back in 2019, and I wanted to pursue it. So I did. I pursued YouTube. It was great. And it still is. But then I had to stop because it became tiring for me. Like, it felt like a chore. It's so weird. I didn't even do it like every day or every week, but it felt like a chore to me. You know those things like, oh, you want to do it, but then when you start doing it and then you realize, maybe this is not the thing that I was looking for. Something like that. That was with YouTube. Like, I would still pursue it, like, as a hobby, but not something I could do full-time, probably. Yeah. And yeah, because, I don't know. It just, I wasn't that invested pala, like, when I was doing it na. My favorite part of doing YouTube videos was uploading. Because finally I could share it to the world, even though no matter how shitty I think my editing was, or my, I didn't really have a an outline or a story to tell. Yeah. I just wanted to do it really to be preoccupied and to also share what makes my life quote unquote interesting, or what I think is interesting to me and to probably some people out there. So yeah. And also, I think YouTube was, it wasn't like I expected, but that was okay. Because I thought, like, at first, like, oh, you know what, maybe I'm interesting, maybe I could do this and that, and actually, like, gain audience or like attention. But as I go through my monthly analytics on YouTube, and then, you know, when there's numbers involved, data, you kind of get sad, like, especially when you have all these expectations or hopes for your channel, but then the reality is ganito lang subscribers, ganito lang ang impressions, or the likes and the views. So yeah, that was the most frustrating part, I think, of my YouTube experience. So, but I also learned that a little time always beats no time. So no matter how slow you progress, it's still progress. But yeah, I had to stop because I was in this creative block, and also it just didn't feel as fun to me anymore. Welcome back. Did you enjoy your break? alam mo, I also realized that, kasi at the start of 2020, you know, I was so hopeful. I said like, oh no, maybe, ano, 2020, year of the jowa na, year of the boyfriend, you know. But then surprisingly, that did not age well as well. Like, surprisingly, I did not feel any frustration in the love area. Like, I didn't feel pressured or frustrated. Why? Oh no, I'm not in a relationship yet. Or like, when will I get a boyfriend? When will I start dating? Who am I gonna talk to? Blah, blah, blah. Surprisingly, I didn't feel that this year. Like, I thought I would because I would have so much time in my hands. But no. And you know why? Because I was preoccupied with BTS. I was preoccupied agad with 7 men who, in my eyes, are everything I wanted. So, like, I didn't have time. Legit. I didn't have time to even think about wanting a boyfriend. Other than, you know, wanting the boys to be my boyfriend. But other than that, none. So, that was new to me. And I, yeah. So, frustrations about a boyfriend 2021? Probably none anymore. I'm just gonna go with the flow. Moving on to other things that that kept me sane. Hobbies. It was frustrating at first because there was so much that I wanted to do. There was so much hobbies that I wanted to try. I wanted to try resin, beading, onion, clay, pottery, painting, what else? Learning a new language. Lahat na hobbies na maisip mo, gusto kong gawin. But then most of it, in order to do it, you need money. And that I had little of. So I only had to prioritize the hobbies that, you know, I could actually spend on and work on. Ganyan. And not waste my time or not waste my investment on it. So yeah. So what I did was I did like a resin hobby. I mean, yeah, it's more like project based. Also beading. Like kasi nauso yung mga ano ngayon, yung mga bracelets again. Like the colorful ones. And then learning Korean. So this is the one hobby, like cuz when I was learning Spanish, I could retain it while I was learning. But then after I threw the moving to Spain idea out of the window, even my Spanish, like, I lost it. But when I was studying Korean, I still am. Surprisingly, I still retain much of the information, like the fundamental information. So there was a time when I was learning Korean every day. Oops, sorry. I was learning Korean every day for like 2-3 hours a day. Yeah, and I was consuming so much Korean media that I think that's how it sticks. And surprisingly, I'm not bored yet from it. Because I have this tendency to get bored easily. So yeah. With resin and beading, project-based, like I said. And I think, I feel like I have more beginner's luck. Like, most of my first projects are the best I can do, in my opinion. Also, I tried selling pre-love clothes on Carousel. Kasi nga, naubusan na akong pera. Eh, wala naman akong trabaho nun. So, ayun. And also, reading a book. So, I started reading a book like late now this quarantine. Or I think I was reading a book beforehand, but I forgot what it was. And then now I started like 3 months ago. I'm reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This is one of the books that I recommend, especially for self-improvement, management, ganyan. And I really like the learnings from it. I'm trying to practice it, you know, slowly. Yeah. Yeah. I love the book. I'm still not yet done. And for me, when I read books, especially about self-help, it's not something I want to race. Like, oh, I'm not in I don't have to finish it right away. I don't have that mindset. I just take my time when I read self-help books. So yeah. And also the job hunting. It really, the job hunting part was not a priority, like honestly. Kasi nga, parang inisip ko, sinet ko na okay, 2021 na lang ako maghahanap ng trabaho. If hindi ako makahanap talaga this year. And I wasn't really in a position where I wanted to work na. Hindi ako ganun ka excited pa magtrabaho. Tapos, yeah. So I think, like, this is just my personal take. Like, in a way, this quarantine, like, for me, was a silver lining. The silver lining was I had the rest that I needed. Because, you know, after studying for how many years and, like, magpursige ka, mag-aral. Siyempre, tapos magtatrabaho ka na agad. Parang, wala na bang stop? Wala na bang rest? Wala na bang introspection sa buhay? So, that's what I did. I rested, and I think God gave me that blessing to rest. Oh, ito na. Nag-quarantine na, diba? So, ayan. Yan na yung rest mo. So, my part naman after the rest or was to job hunt nga. But yun nga, sabi ko sa mom ko, like, if I don't find a job this 2020, I'm sorry, but 2021 na lang nga. Ayun. But then, things were getting pretty expensive. And I didn't have money. I didn't have much money. Wala na naman akong allowance habang break, diba? E tapos, as a fan, syempre, ang daming merch and stuff. Like, at first talaga, I didn't wanna buy. But then, minsan talaga, hindi ka makakapagpigil kasi sobrang ganda ng item and you want it, blah, blah, blah. Ang daming justifications. But yeah, so yun. Magastos maging fangirl. So I needed something. I needed, I needed money. Let's be honest. And then, a blessing came. I got the job. Yeah, your girl got a job. So, that was one of the biggest blessings of 2020, I think. Like, getting a job. Especially at an industry where I am kind of familiar with. Okay, so I'm in a creative advertising marketing industry. So, you know naman, if you know me, my experience in college was mostly marketing and advertising. So yeah. So I have a job now. It's been 2 months, I think. Yeah. I think it's my second month as a working adult. And of course, it's really nice when you open your bank account and you see that there is money. But also, I think I'm enjoying it at the moment because it's, yun nga, at a field that I am comfortable working in. So yeah, so far, so good. I'm gonna wrap this up in a bit because, you know, it's getting pretty long, I think. Basically, I just made cuento about how my 2020 went. Like, if you are a friend and you haven't talked to me in a while, listen to this podcast. And yeah, you can hit me up, you know, tell me like, oh, Mika, so this is what you did. Ganyan. You can make cuento after. Like, you can tell me what you did this 2020. My overall feeling about it was, I can't put it much into words, but there were some ups and downs. I think the main problem of it all is that the pandemic is still ongoing. You know, it's not over yet, and it's not gonna be over the moment it turns January 1. But there are also some realizations, like the industries that actually stay. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. Like, my vision for 2020 was to make a business, right? And I actually did. Well, I'm not sure if it's a business yet, but it's a passion project. So, yun nga, it's a bur it's it stemmed from my BTS passion. So, if you're not aware, I have this business slash passion project called Seven Heaven PH. So we are like event organizers for BTS events, like cup sleeve events, you know, for birthdays or comebacks, whatever. So yeah, that was another proud moment for me for 2020, because like I mentioned, what did I mention? I wanted to. Oh my God, somebody's knocking. Can you stop? Yeah, Jake, I'm going. Sabi ko, my vision is to create a business out of my interests. And that is exactly what I did, ladies and gentlemen. That is what exactly what I did. And I am so happy that actually happened. And that is still happening up to today. Yeah, it just started like last November. So I have a lot of ideas in mind. Like, there is so much potential for Seven Heaven PH. I just have to, you know, like organize and actually plan it. And yeah, but I'm so excited for that because actually I'm making a business of my interest. So thank you again, BTS. You know, I have so much to thank from you. But again, overall feel, yeah, I think we should still be hopeful for 2021. Like, never lose hope. There's a vaccine coming in already, so hopefully that will work out for the best. And yun nga, there are things like the work from home setup is actually cool, and I hope, you know, they don't, not all industries or all companies revert back to physical work or work in the office, especially for the jobs that don't really need to be in the office. Like, you might realize mo na may mga work jobs pala na you can just do at home. Why are you wasting time commuting, ganyan, if you can just do it at the comfort of your own home? But also, the con to that for me is parang the pakikisama with your office mates, ganon. Parang now I'm still wala pa ring attachment kasi nga I've never met the office mates like in real life. So if that was in work in the office setup, maybe yeah, things would be different. But it's gonna bloom like in the future for sure. I just have to wait for it to take effect. So I'm grateful for everything that happened to me this 2020, despite it all, like despite the black swan of the pandemic. There are still a lot to be thankful for, and to be grateful for, and to be hopeful for. But for 2021, I don't have intention to make really structured plans, or like, you know what, oh, on 2021 I'm probably gonna travel already. No, still I think I'm just gonna continue like going with the flow and make mini goals for myself, and just to achieve those small goals but nothing big for 2021. I just hope it's gonna be a better year.
Yeah.
And I hope that this podcast entertained you kahit papano. If you're working or if you're studying or if you're doing nothing and just listening, thank you so much. I hope you had a good 2020 as well. You know, it's okay if it wasn't the best year for you. I don't think it was anybody's best year. But yun nga, please always just be hopeful and be thankful, especially if you're still alive and if you're still breathing and if you're still thinking. Be thankful, be grateful, because a life goes on. So yeah, thank you to everybody who was a part of my 2020, especially my friends. Like, even if I couldn't see you like for the majority of the year, but thank you especially to those who are reaching out. And I try to reach out, but I'm not as good as some of you. So yeah, I'm thankful that I still have friends this 2020. And I'm also thankful that I was able to gain new friends this 2020, despite the pandemic. Thank you, internet friends, that I will see hopefully in the future. We'll see. But yeah, that's all for today. I have to go to church now. So I'm gonna pray for y'all. Bless y'all. I should stop saying that, you know. Probably cringy. But yeah. Okay, this is it. This is my 2020 wrap. See you in 2021. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have an awesome holidays, please. Like, you know, sometimes you don't really feel the Christmas spirit now, but just try. Okay. Bye. See ya. Love ya.